All right, this is September 13, no, September 14, the Days of Power. And I am recording it without doing it on a webinar because I just did a 3-hour webinar and I am pretty exhausted. So I can really use a little bit of spiritual energy. So I am going to do it both for myself and people who log into this. All right, so what I do and what you should do is I sit up ramrod straight without forcing anything. Okay, sit up first straight strong and then relax into it, but not slouch. And I take a few deep breaths and watch for. I'm connected to someone. Let me not connect to someone. Let me connect to, let's say, my brother. Oh, that's even worse. Let me connect to Source. That's bad too. All right, so let me connect to myself. Yeah, whatever, wherever I go, everybody feels bad. So when the sky is open, it is overwhelming for most people. People can feel it, but they can't direct the energy. And it feels oppressive. And as I can tell, today's energy is quite oppressive. All right, so now I'm going to sit straight, locate myself. I normally find myself on my head. Have to swallow a few times. All right, and I found it at the tip of my nose. And I'm gently going to lower it into my physical center, which is just under the belly button. So I'm going to gently lower it. I move it with the attention. The attention is like a half arm, elbow, from the elbow to the hand. And the elbow is located in the back. Why there? I don't know. I'm just describing how it is. And I'm gently moving down as if I were moving a sun shield, not called sun shield, what is it called? The thing that you use to darken a room. Shade, room shade. Pulling it down and pulling it down and pulling it down. And I'm already at my navel. And just under the navel, I put my palm of the dominant hand, which is for me the right hand, against just under the belly button. And I'm going to wait for the self and the belly button to connect. I'm going to know that they connect by feeling pulsing, and they already connected. Fast, fast, fast. Today I'm fast. All right, you may take a long time to connect. Keep your attention there. You are going to get the energy best if you pay attention to your belly button and your hand and not the energy, okay? If you try to get the energy, greed is going to stop you, okay? Or stop the energy. All the things that you want, you need, you should, and you crave, and all that are blocked by you. Instead of being helped, you are blocking those. That applies to every area of life. So if you want to be healthy, you're blocking being healthy by the energy of greed. All right, and I am going to connect to my tangerine spot. And I am connecting on the second level and the third level by lifting the tangerine spot with my attention. And I am on the third level, and from there I'm going to climb to the source of the light. And climbing is like a pole about the size of diameter of my lower arm, and I grab it with both hands and straddle it with both feet, and I pull and push. So I'm going to pull and push for as long as it takes to get all the way up. And pull and push and pull and push and pull and push and pull. Today it feels good. And pull and push and pull and push and pull and push and pull and push. And there's an unexpected joy here. And pull and push. And pull and push. Don't forget to breathe. Pull and push. And pull and push. And pull and push. And pull. It's getting heavier and denser. And the air is getting warmer. And pull and push. And I'm really close. And pull and push, and I'm there, and I will sit on the ledge of this kind of channel that I climbed through. And now I'm going to center myself so fear goes away, and wanting goes away, and needing goes away, and all that caca that's about me goes away. So that source will not, the light will not ignore me. This is not the source that I'm talking to. This is the light. It's the first time I'm not afraid. Wow. In how many years, right? Something must have changed. I think this is the first time I am climbing since I adjusted my predatory genes, and suddenly I'm not afraid. Wow. I wouldn't have predicted that. I'm thirsty though. All right, and the light is caressing my head. Okay, are you going to give me something? And I'm smiling. I'm not demanding, I'm not a kid. I am all right, so I'm slightly afraid to say what I feel, but I feel like equal. Is that mine? Yes, somebody. I'm still connected to someone. Okay. And the light still has ignored me. So I'll stop talking for a second. Oh, that's what I needed to. Okay. So the light is now grabbed onto me. And it's pouring into me, not onto me. That's interesting. I have formed myself a channel. From time to time, I need to release my neck, by the way. It has a tendency to get stuck. And if I allow it to stay stuck, it blocks the energy at this neck level. All right, so the light found me, but hasn't found me deserving yet. I need to relax into it. Wow. Am I deserving to be a channel? Yeah. So are you going to send anything through me, light? Yes, okay. I had to ask for it. Never had to ask for it before. All right, and it's very interesting. So just like the Niagara Falls, it doesn't over spill. It turns down at the edge of the rock, and then it falls vertically. So the light is flowing into me vertically. Wow, it's making a noise. Okay, so it's actually really strong. I don't feel it up there. I feel it as it hits. What is it hitting? My vessel? Okay, it's hitting my vessel and it's, wow, it's really loud. All right, my vessel is full, so I'm going to remove it from the way, something really different. And now I'm just going to allow it to come, and your vessel is going to get the light if you're not blocking it. So I'm going to shut up for like 30 seconds, 60 seconds, and allow the light to come to you. My vessel is full. It's very strong. It's almost like compressing me, even though I'm a channel. So imagine if it came on your head, it would make you a pancake. The more I allow it, the more blissful it feels, and it's hard to allow something that's so strong. I have to open my mouth. All right, I had enough. I can't take any more of this. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so I had enough. All right, so I'm going to disconnect and come down. Whew. Whoa. That's quite some energy. Wow. I think it may even be Rosh Hashanah. So if it's Rosh Hashanah, it is very significant because it's a promise. This energy can be used for the whole year on condition that you repair some relationships in the real world, that you take ownership of the crap that you committed against other people. That's the energy of Rosh Hashanah. For 10 days, that should be your focus, and on the 10th day, according to Kabbalah, or according to Judaism, you are going to be written into the Book of the Living, getting another year, or the Book of the people who will expire this year. Now, does it mean real death? No, it can actually mean spiritual death. Yeah, so I'm coming down. Whew, I am down. So that is really significant. I am not sure. I'm going to check quickly if it's Rosh Hashanah. Alright. I have no idea how to change to monthly view. Holiday, Jewish holidays. All right. So I don't know how to check it, but I have a hunch that it should be around now. If not, then whatever I said about Rosh Hashanah is not what I meant. Okay. Oh, here it is. Month. Rosh Hashanah. No, Rosh Hashanah is next week. 2 weeks from now. All right. So it's not Rosh Hashanah. All right, so I'm going to close this recording. It did feel like very significant energy, but obviously it wasn't that significant. All right, thank you. Bye.